One of my life heroes is Nelson Mandela, and I had the great honor of spending some time with Nelson Mandela, 10 days and 29 meals at his house, and I was so worried about what I was going to talk about or what we would say at the dinner table, and Stedman said to me, "Why don't you try listening?" Thank you, Stedman. That worked. So I had the benefit of sitting at his table for 29 meals and listened a lot, listened to the stories of how he spent 27 years in a South African prison, and talked to him about how he was able to come out of that with a sense of forgiveness to bind the wounds of South Africa and saving it from a mean and violent civil war. So I asked him to come on our show. And I was, although I'd sat at his table and was very comfortable in his presence, I was really nervous having him come on the show. And I rarely get nervous. And for me, his warmth just filled our studio with a glow. And one of the things I will always remember him saying is how terrible it was to spend the best years of his life in that prison. But he said if he'd not been in prison, he would have not been able to achieve the most difficult task in his life, and that was to begin the change of himself. But this is so, this tells the story of who he really is. He arrives at the studio, and everybody's so excited and nervous, and it's Nelson Mandela. And Nelson Mandela walks into the green room and says to the producer, "And what is the show about?"